you don't even know what to do or what next move to make until you make a move. Like sitting on the sidelines, you're never going to get the information you need. You're never going to get the feedback you need to get to where you want to go. So I'd rather see you make three wrong decisions until you make the right one to get to where you want to go versus still sitting on the sidelines, not even in the game. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. This is going to be a shorty episode. However, the message I think is so valuable for all of us. And it's a lesson that I learned yesterday, and I'm still really kind of thinking about it, marinating on it, and just turning inward, reflecting on it. And usually I don't create a podcast around something that just happened to me or something I just learned because I want to kind of experience it a little bit more before I share it to add even more value. But I don't know, this felt timely and I feel like someone out there needs to hear this and it might be you. So yesterday I was working with one of our consultants and I pay him to be brutally honest with me. And throughout a different series of conversations we were having around strategies and some challenges in the business and things to look out for, he mentioned that he feels as though I'm making decisions based out of fear. And he senses that I'm fearful about different things that might happen, fearful of hurting people's feelings, fearful of making the wrong decision. I'm fearful, and the decisions I'm making is a direct reflection of that. And he doesn't feel as though some of those decisions are smart ones. And the context of it really doesn't matter. What I really want to talk about is this concept of making decisions out of fear. Now, when he first said it, I felt shame. And I felt like I wasn't a good leader. And I felt like I was wrong. And I share those feelings with you because I don't like to admit that. But typically, when someone points out to me something that I've done, whether it's true or not, they're just someone I trust, someone I value their opinion, and they say something about me that's critical, negative, not in the best light, I instantly feel like I am wrong. And one thing that I've learned over the years is to catch that feeling and think, no, no, no. First of all, we need to examine this. We need to find the truth in it. And if there is truth in it, then we need to tell ourselves, this is happening for me, not against me. This is happening for me. This feedback is coming to me to learn, to grow, to be better. And as long as I don't get defensive and I examine it and turn inward to find out how I can use it, then I'm golden. So that was the first thing. I felt that feeling of shame. I did wrong. I'm making decisions based on fear. And then I thought, wait a second, hold on. Before I go down this dark road of I'm bad, I'm doing something wrong. Is there truth in this? And I looked back and I thought, yeah, there are some decisions I've made recently out of fear. So there is truth. He's not wrong. And then the second thing is, but is that all bad? Has that served me? And I worked with my coach about it this morning. And she was saying, first of all, feeling fear and making big decisions in your business is very normal. Most of us feel fear for really big decisions, changing your team structure, taking out a big program that you were going to do this year and you decided against it, changing your direction on a course you're creating, all that. Those are really big decisions and they're scary to make. And the fear is typically, at least it is for me, What if this doesn't work? What if this is the wrong decision? What will that mean? What will people think? It's not a great fear, but it comes up. What will people think if I crash and burn? Or if I do this wrong? Or if I do it right? You know, will some people look down on me? I don't know. Just what will people think? And also, is this going to hurt feelings? I care way too much about how people feel. And I'm learning that I am not responsible for other people's feelings. If I say something and someone feels upset by that, that is how they're processing it in their choice. And I know that's a little bit harsh to hear, and that's hard for me to swallow because I feel responsible. I'm the one who said it. I made them feel a certain way, but it's not true because no one can make me feel a certain way. It's the stories I tell myself. It's the way I internalize it. You could say something to me that you meant it one way. I took it another. So now I'm feeling a certain way. You didn't do that. I internalized it. So if I say that I can't make someone feel a certain way, then I need to trust that other people can't make me feel a certain way. And I need to own all the feelings that I'm having, good, bad, and ugly. And so when I'm fearful of making someone feel a certain way, I catch myself really quick and think, nope, I can't make anyone feel a certain way. That is on them, but I can speak my truth with kindness and compassion. So that's the only caveat. I'm always going to lead with kindness and compassion and pray that it lands the way I want it to, but I know it won't always. And I'm going to make decisions that are right for the company and right for the team, and that will ruffle feathers and not always be well received. And I have to be okay with that. As an entrepreneur, I have to be okay with that. But getting back to this idea of fear of making the wrong decision, fear of looking foolish, fear of tanking the business. Okay, so that's where my coach went. She said, okay, if you feel that sometimes you're making decisions based on fear, which means I'm playing small. I want to be clear about this. I'm playing small. I am not looking at the greater good of the company or the team or my students. I am worried about all the things that I really can't control, nor do I need to, and making decisions from a low vibe place so that it's not going to be for the greater good of my community, my students, my team, my company. And so she said, okay, what are you afraid of? So we took this one situation and she said, what are you afraid of? And the first thing I said is, I'm afraid of making the wrong decision and then going backwards in revenue. And she said, okay, going backwards in revenue, what would that mean? Well, it means that I'm not growing. It means that maybe my company is not as relevant anymore. It means that I messed up. It means that I don't know how to move the company forward, all these things. And she's like, okay, go deeper. And I said, well, I could make a decision that could tank the business. And she said, really though? Really? Are you going to make a decision that overnight you're going to tank the business? I'm like, well, no, not overnight. And she said, don't you think that if you made a decision that didn't pan out, you would catch it along the way and reroute it to something different until you get your end result? And I'm like, well, absolutely. That's what I do. I make decisions quickly based on the information I have. If it leads to what I want, great. If it doesn't, I change it quickly, make a new decision, getting closer to the end result. I really believe that is the way to go. And so she's like, oh, okay. So if you do make the wrong decision, you know how to course correct. Like I do. She's like, interesting. And so she pointed this out to me because I was feeling really bad about this feedback I got because I knew there was some truth to it. I had no issue with the person who said it. It was just kind of hit me in the gut. You're making decisions out of fear. I asked myself, is that true? And I'm like, okay, I could see a few areas where I am. And so I went to my coach and said, can we work on this today? And we worked on it. And I think my biggest takeaway that I wanted to share with you right now is that it's okay to have the fear. The initial fear of making a big decision is normal. If we could normalize our emotions more, we would beat ourselves up a whole lot less and stop comparing ourselves and thinking other people don't have the fear. I did this whole episode about women that I really admire in the online space, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez, Lauren Bostic, and a few others. I can guarantee you they all feel fear in big decision-making at some point or another. They're human. So why do I think that there's something wrong with me that I feel it? I think that emotion was not serving me. That thought was not serving me. So we squashed that right away. So I wanted you to hear today, if you feel scared to make some big decisions in your business, that is very normal. The second thing I want you to hear is that you can't let fear stop you from making the decisions. So if you feel stuck, if you feel paralyzed in the decision, if you've been sitting on something for a long time, should I quit that job? Should I get out of this relationship? Should I start this partnership? Should I say yes to this? Should I say no to that? Whatever it is, should I launch this product? Should I start this project? Whatever. If you haven't made a decision, ask yourself, what are you afraid of? And then ask yourself, can I overcome that? So if it's anything like me, I'm afraid of what people will think. I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. I'm afraid of tanking the business. I'm afraid of disrupting the apple cart. Will my team hate this decision? Is this going to cause a lot of angst for people? Are people going to be mad at me? Are they going to look at me poorly? Whatever. You get clear and honest. What are you afraid of? Worst case scenario. And then you ask yourself, can you move past that if it were to happen? Can you course correct? Can you pivot? Can you make a decision? Realize maybe it's not the right decision to get you to where you want to go and make a new one. Action is the only thing that's going to get us to where we want to go. And fear is a low vibe, has us playing small, and oftentimes just stops us from making the decision altogether. And so normalizing the fear, asking yourself what you're afraid of and getting brutally honest, and then asking yourself, can I overcome this if this were to happen, this worst case scenario? And it's very unlikely. We need to be in reality here. Worst case scenario, very unlikely. And another thing my coach said this morning was, can you tell me some proof of when you've made a decision that didn't pan out and you were able to course correct? You were able to make a new decision. You were able to change gears. I'm like, yeah, I could tell you a lot. Okay, that's something. And then she said, can you also tell me a time where you were scared to make a decision, you made the decision and it was the right one and it got you to where you wanted to go? I'm like, yeah, I did a whole episode about, I canceled a big coaching program days before it was going live that I believe would have been a multi-million dollar moneymaker in just 1 year. And I canceled it. I was terrified to cancel it for all the reasons I just shared about where my fears come from. One of the best decisions I ever made. And if it wasn't the best decision, I could have corrected it. I could have chosen differently. But you don't even know what to do or what next move to make until you make a move. Like sitting on the sidelines, you're never going to get the information you need. You're never going to get the feedback you need to get to where you want to go. So I'd rather see you make three wrong decisions until you make the right one to get to where you want to go versus still sitting on the sidelines, not even in the game. But you have to be willing to live in the discomfort. And I talked about this recently on another episode. The more uncomfortable you get, my friend, the bigger results you'll see by the end of the year. And by uncomfortable, I mean not knowing the answer all the time and being okay with that, guessing what the right decision might be and moving forward anyway, looking foolish, messing up publicly, messing up in front of your team, feeling as though you don't have the answer, so you're feeling a little incompetent. That's normal, being in the discomfort. All of that. If you're willing to be there, you cannot lose. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, that's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. So I wanted to share this with you today because I have been making some decisions based on fear. I am going to give myself a lot of grace around that. I'm going to examine what fears are coming up for me. And then I'm going to ask myself, am I willing to make the hard decisions even if I don't know the exact right next move? And the answer is absolutely yes. So I feel like something unlocked for me today. I gave myself permission to move forward, even though I don't have all the answers. And I feel like there is only good that's going to come from that. And I felt compelled to share this with you today because I like to take you on Tuesdays. I like to take you behind the scenes of some personal things I'm working on, things I've learned from my coaches and mentors that I spend a lot of money on working with. And so if you're in a place right now that you can't quite afford a mentor or a coach, tune into my Tuesday episodes because I'm sharing things that they're teaching me that could be of value to you as well. I hope you found this episode valuable. And if you know a friend who's really struggling to make those bold moves, take risks, make decisions, move forward, feel stuck, please grab the link to this episode and share it with them because it just might be the thing that unlocks what's keeping them stuck so that they can move forward and create the business and the life that they deserve. All right, my friend, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness.